Every Tuesday morning, we catch up with the MCCSC, one of the schools. And who's on the phone today, Keith?
We have Eric Gilpin from Bachelor Middle School. And by the way, just a minor correction, the teachers are at school today.
Yeah, it's professional development.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
Eric, they all show up on time?
Yeah, they're all getting there. They're all heading up to North right now.
Cool. Excellent. And it's a day to catch your breath a little bit. As we know, it's a security issue to make sure that everybody is we don't have the streams crossing, so to speak, of the general public and the student population. But we haven't spoken to you all year long, Eric, and we know Bachelor always has tons of things going on. How many more days of school do you have left? Or should I just ask one of your students? They'll know off the top of their head.
You might want to ask one of the students. I don't know, somewhere around 20-ish or less.
It'll be here before we know it. So that'll be second phase of summer. Our first phase of summer is getting rid of the IU students, and then we'll send our local kids home as well. That's phase two.
Eric, by the way, since last we talked, kind of an honor has come your way. You've been named a STEM school.
Yes. It's pretty exciting. It's kind of a lengthy application interview process. They come and do a tour of the school, and they recognized us for some of the work that's going on with the science, technology, engineer, mathematics. And so we're pretty excited to be recognized by the state.
And what does that mean for you as a school?
You know, there's not like this money or anything that comes in with it. What it does, it just it lets the people, the community, the know that there's a strong emphasis in that area here at Bachelor. A lot of our curriculum is tied in or related to that, where students are going to have an opportunity to dabble in some of that curriculum at the middle school before they move on to the high school level.
And Eric, who decides the path of becoming a STEM school? Is that something you do from an administrative standpoint, or is it a group of teachers that says, hey, we've got this idea? Talk about how that process comes about.
Well, originally it came from downtown, kind of, you know, people from admin said, hey, you know, this is an opportunity. And when I shared it with some of our staff and our leadership, we were looking at it and said, hey, this is us. We're already doing this. Some schools they look at the application, they go, well, this is the things we need to change and the things we need to do. But when we looked at it, we're like, wow, this defines who we are. These are the type of things that we're doing already. So from that process, there was a few things that we needed to tweak, some things they require with the leadership team and things like that with community members. So once we got all that in place, we just put out the application. We really didn't have to change what we were already doing. It just kind of solidified and said, hey, yeah, Bachelor, you are STEM. You're doing STEM there.
Hey, do a transition for me, because you've been gotten a grant to do the maker space. Marker space, and talk about that, because this kind of interfaces with the STEM aspect.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. We were awarded a grant of over $30,000, and we'd already been doing some things on our own to create what we call a makerspace. And the idea of a makerspace is that students can problem solve. They identify a problem. It could be as simple as my door doesn't stay open. So what am I going to do to solve that problem? And then we have all kinds of tools and resources in there to allow them to be creative and create something. So there's going to be things like a laser cutter. There's going to be a 3D printers. We're going to have some computers with a computer-aided design a program put on it. We'll have Lego sets. We'll have some robotics. We'll have some hovercrafts. We're going to have all kinds of little things of here, just things here and there that kids can kind of dabble in, things that they can create, that they can walk out of, that they've made. And most of the time it's designed based on something that they've come up with because of a problem that they have seen, whether it's something in their own lives or like last year when we were kind of just starting this, we asked teachers, what do you have as a something you need? And so some teachers applied and said, hey, I need a cup holder for my kayak. I need a stand for my iPad. And so the kids designed this on the computer and then printed it out with a 3D printer for the one that they awarded the prize to. So
You know, I've seen the kids that do this, and the first thing that comes to my mind when I see the kids doing these projects and it's team and all these other things is Shark Tank. I see some kid with an idea that someone's going to look at and say, you know what, you're on to something there. And I've seen it at the elementary level where they've done stuff, sometimes out of paper towel tubes and, you know, Legos. But you can see an idea and a gem of something there. And, boy, when the kids light up on that, that's got to be a great satisfaction for a teacher, Eric.
Yeah, you know, you just sometimes in education, in the current state of it, you feel like some of the standards and things that they've put out there and the testing that you feel a little bit like you're missing some of that. With this, it brings back some of that creativity, that excitement that they're learning, you know, and they're applying what they've learned. You know, part of our kids, we have a STEM science class that does this already. You know, where they've things that they've learned in science, things that they've learned in Project Lead the Way, they're all kind of putting these things together to solve problems.
It's amazing in what you're doing. We're speaking with Eric Gilpin, who is the principal at Batchelor Middle School. And Eric, speaking about that science center, the lab, part of your grant, you're going to do some work in there and enlarge some things?
Yeah, so we're pretty excited. We've had the tables for a while. We've had some space, but we realize that we're still missing some items. We're still missing some storage. We're still missing a little bit of things to kind of take it to the next level. And with that grant that we have, we're going to be we're in the process of redesigning that room to make it easier access to the tools and the equipment, as well as being able to have a better place to design, prepare to practice. You know, because part of building something is failing, and so you got to keep going back to the drawing board. And so you can have all those things right there in the room for them. So, yeah, we're pretty excited. That's going to be something that's going to be happening this summer.
I'm still fascinated by your line about the teacher needed a cup holder for her kayak.
That's right. Well, if you're out there exercising, Keith, you don't want
people
falling in there. It's Thanking Teacher Day. Nobody's in school. What are you going to have big plans for tomorrow?
Yeah, we you know, I think that you know, I'm sure every principal says that I think we have the best staff in the state, and so we're going to make sure they get recognized. We started yesterday with a little bagel breakfast, and it just keeps building throughout the week. We'll have a lunch for them, and we have a few little gifts that we got set up, and then our student leadership group does a great job of sending them notes throughout the week and taking pictures that they put on their on their social media to acknowledge them, and so we got a lot of little things planned for our teachers this week.
And you had a big week last week as well with your teachers being recognized. Tell me about that story.
Last week, I'm trying to think what
was it.
Was
it Mrs. Bean and the folks
from
Joel Brainerd?
Yes, that's right.
An Evening of Stars.
The Evening Stars. Mrs. Bean, what a great teacher. She's been here for, I think it's 24 years at Bachelor, 25 years in MCCSC. One of the kids, whenever you ask them who their favorite teacher was in middle school, she's typically one of the first ones that they'll name. Has a big heart, and so we're going to miss her. And then Joel Brainerd's our music teacher, and may he just rakes in the awards, pulls in some of the kids, and he's a great guy.
Well, hey,
that's
Eric,
fantastic.
Talking about the music, you just got recognition from the state on music. Talk about that.
Yes, yeah, so for the last 2 years, we've been recognized as, it's called Indiana State Music Association All Music Award. We were recognized last year and then this year, and basically they do some contests, and in those contests you get ratings. And in order to get this, you had to have the top rating in all the music areas. And so last 2 years, our music teams have been at the top rating at these competitions. So Mr. Brainerd is responsible for that. So we're pretty excited about being able to hang that banner as well.
He's pretty busy.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Eric, one quick thing. You can't mention Bachelor without talking about the Bachelor TV. They're doing great things, too.
Oh yeah, I mean it's almost every week that Mr. Rutkin sends me an email of somebody getting recognized for some type of project that they've done. That's one of the really neat things about Jeff and what he does. He makes it practical. You know, it's something that it's just not for letter grade in class. It's stuff that gets published, whether it's here at school where we just get to see it, like the newscast, or you know, they put it in competitions. And you know, the competitions, the numbers just keep growing as far as the number of entries, but he's still sending out kids with work that's putting them in the top five quite frequently in these national awards, sometimes winning it. So yeah, they got a lot. He's always got something on his plate, and the kids are you know, stepping up to the plate, doing a nice job.
All right, Eric, great job as always. Enjoy those last 20-something days. Hey, have those kids build you a new trophy case. It sounds like you need...
That's right.
Needs like a bigger one. Yeah, you got to get... Or an extension. Make sure you file your permit with
the 3D printer.
For that as well. Great job as always. Enjoy your summer. We'll talk to you next fall.
Thanks, you too.
All right, Eric Gilpin, he's the principal out at Bachelor. We always like having fun with him. Plenty of stuff to keep checking off those boxes. They're having... And who knows what they get accomplished in the last 3 weeks of school. There's plenty of time to go.